So, I brought some things to show you. I got a present here. Now, when my kids were small, smaller than you probably, they sometimes, when they got a present at their birthday or Christmas, they would play with the bow and the wrapping paper and the box instead of the toy that was inside. But when they got older, they realized that what's inside the box is more important and better than the wrapping. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today in a way. So I have two presents here. Now, if it was your birthday, which one would you be excited to open? That's what I thought, because this one looks a lot prettier and bigger. It's probably something more nice in there. So let's see. Let's see what's in this one first. Socks. Are you excited? Well, socks are good, but we didn't need such a big fancy box for them, did we? Socks. All right. Let's see what's in this one then. It says outdoor all-weather timer. What do you think? Fun? Oh, that's not what's in there. That's just what the box says. Let me show you how this works. Cool, huh? Electronic game. Now, so which one would you like best? Yep, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. So, you know, God gives us gifts too. And God's gifts are kind of like these in a way. We can use an analogy. So you said you like this one best, but what if it was winter time and you didn't have any socks and your feet were really cold? Which gift would you want best then? Yes, I think so. God's gifts are like this because they are what we really need. Really need. Do we really need a game? No, we think it'd be fun, but we don't really need it. Okay. So God gives us gifts that we really need. Like, a lot of times we do things that are hurtful, not helpful. And does God still love us? Yes, he does. He gives us his love and his forgiveness because Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. That is a wonderful gift that God gives us that we really, really need. It's the most important gift. Okay, so, but one thing is that, another thing is that God's gifts are better than either of these two gifts. You know why? Well, what happens when we walk around in socks for a long time? Well, they get dirty. Eventually, they get holes in them, and they wear out, and they won't even keep your feet warm anymore. They're just good for trash. And what happens with this when you use it for a long time? Yep. Yeah, the batteries would die and then it won't work anymore. So, but God's gifts are not that way at all. They last forever and ever. His gifts are never get worn out and batteries never wear out. So, I brought something else to show you. Let's see here. Okay, so this is a package or a wrapper for a gift. Doesn't look too exciting, does it? The Bible verse said that we are like jars, just ordinary jar, right? But God puts his gifts inside us, in our heart. His love and his joy because of what he did for us. His Holy Spirit comes and lives in our hearts. And that's kind of like it's kind of like this wonderful light here. See, the jar is nothing special, but when you put the light in it, it shines through and everybody can see the light. And sometimes we need to see light in the darkness, right? And the light makes us happy and filled with joy. And so it's special. So that's what it is like with us. God puts His gift in our heart, and it's supposed to shine out so other people can see how happy we are, how full of love we are. And it's all because of Jesus, the gift that He's given us, the salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. So the people who see that, they'll want to have Jesus too. And so that's why God puts His gifts inside of us. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit to live in our hearts. Thank you for giving us your love and joy. Let us be like the jar that shines with your gifts so that everybody can see how wonderful you are. Amen.